Yo, what's going on, people? This is your boy, DJ Holmes. And so, I'm at home. I can't fall asleep. And because I can't fall asleep, what did I do that was so smart? I started to drink some hot tea. So, guess who's going to be up for at least another hour? Anyway, so I'm on the internet, and for whatever reason, you know how something just crosses your mind, and so you do a quick little search. So, I did a search for buzzwords. And I saw all of the buzzwords, and I was like, hold up, wait a minute. This cannot be the buzzwords for 2018. This can't be the buzzwords for 2018. So these are what they're saying the buzzwords for 2018 is going to be. This comes from Daily Mail. Of course, this is coming from the UK. All right. So that explains partially why some of these words, who in my opinion are old, like 2 years old, but hey, what they say are going to be buzzwords for 2018, going to be buzzwords for 2018. Fleek. Yeah, on fleek is going to be a buzzword. Now, I remember fleek being used like, what was it, 2016, maybe 2015? I'm not certain. Extra. Man, that word is old. Swole was used back in the 80s. And maybe even before then. Clapback. Okay, I'll give you clapback. But I do remember clapback being used in 2017. Okay, Bitcoin. That Bitcoins came out, when did I first start teaching that? About 8 years ago. So, 2010, 2011, something like that. I don't know, something like that. Woke, yeah, that was about 2 years ago. Low key has been around since the 80s, maybe. Okay, late 80s, early 90s, maybe. That's an old one. Adulting is relatively new. All right, now that's something that I've just heard. All right, and that didn't even come from the students that I teach. Most of these terms that are like relatively, when I say relatively old, I mean like within the past 2 or 3 years, I've heard from my students. And because I teach, when you hear words, slang from your students, you pick it up, you understand it, you know what it means. You might not use it, but hey, it's out there. You know what it means. And when they start talking, you know how to decipher it. Okay. Jomo, J-O-M-O, all right, the joy of missing out. So, you know, you don't have to be part of everything, so that's what Jomo means. So this is a relatively new one. This is one that I had not heard. This is one I had not heard before. All right, I've heard of FOMO, all right, the fear of missing out, but I have not heard of Jomo, the joy of missing out. All right, so, you know, that's one. Salty, going back to the 80s, bro. Going back to the 80s. Done. Old. I'm sorry. All right, but anyway, those are what, at least what the Daily Mail says is going to be buzzwords for 2018. Use this how you choose.
I'm going to have to disagree with you and the British people. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm mixed with, you know, I've got family in the UK. I lived there for 2 years. But woke, we was using that in the 80s. But it was only like, you know, I be woke. You know, I know what I'm talking about. Woke. It was like, the word is my bond. You know, shit like that. Anyway, but yeah, woke. No, that's so 2 years ago and the 80s. So yeah, I got you. But that was a pretty good idea, sitting there doing that. Believe me, I'll be looking for stuff, especially when I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning while Lupus is trying to beat my ass like a $2 hoe. Now that's a buzzword for you. That's back from the 70s. Anyway, this is your girl, the Guru. Peace.